This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken backed up Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week.
Intense behind-the-scenes diplomacy led by President Biden, working very closely with the Prime Minister, helped produce last week's ceasefire.
Secretary Blinken spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked the U.S. for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain the ceasefire. Secretary Blinken said the United States will be rallying international support for reconstruction assistance in Gaza with measures to ensure Hamas militants do not benefit. He also pledged to expand economic opportunities for Palestinians, both in Gaza and in the West Bank, saying that doing so would provide for a more stable environment that will benefit both Palestinians and Israelis. Belarus opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said today it is clear that Roman Protasevich, the journalist arrested Sunday after the passenger jet he was traveling on was forced to land in Minsk, has been beaten in detention.
Lawyer is already trying to get him, but we don't know the updated information at the moment. But I'm sure that he's in awful circumstances. I'm sure that he's being tortured because he knows a lot of information.
The incident has been described as state-sponsored hijacking by Western leaders, and many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. The European Union is urging member nations to close their airspace and airports to all Belarusian airlines after Belarus forced that commercial jetliner to make that emergency landing Sunday in Minsk and arrested that opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander